You're listening to SBS News.
The sails of the Sydney Opera House were lit by a colourful artwork by an Indigenous artist for the first time this Australia Day. Proud Yagal woman Frances Bell Parker uses circle markings to depict over 250 Aboriginal language groups in the country. January the 26th is commemorated by Australians as the date which Captain Arthur Phillip proclaimed British sovereignty on Australian soil in 1788. By 1935, all Australian states and territories had adopted the term Australia Day after decades of discussion over a national day. But a national public holiday wasn't established until 1994, when the whole country celebrated on the 26th. At the national flag-raising and citizenship ceremony in Canberra, Prime Minister Scott Morrison said the date marked the day Australia changed forever.
We do it on this day when the course of this land changed forever. There is no escaping or cancelling that fact. For better or worse, and worse, it was the moment where the journey to our modern Australia began. And it is this continuing Australian journey that we recognise today. Our stories since that day have been of sorrow and of joy, of loss and redemption, of failure and of success.
To some, Australia Day does not mark a day of celebration. A movement calls the occasion Invasion Day, identifying it as the beginning of the colonisation of Indigenous Australians. Thousands across the country took to the streets to protest and call for justice for First Nations people.
Always was, always will be Aboriginal land! Always was, always will be Aboriginal land!
Gamilaroi Next Generation activist Ian Brown addressed a crowd of 8,000 at a Sydney event.
What we're speaking to here today is all about giving us our own agency as people to determine our own futures. Because there's no justice here in our country for First Nation people.
Another 5,000 masked protesters took part in a peaceful rally in Melbourne. Large crowds marched through the streets of Adelaide, Perth, Canberra and Brisbane. Indigenous broadcaster and musician Dan Rennie told NITV the day is not a celebration for him.
My birth mother was taken away. This is a practice that still continues to this day. And while this day is celebrated as the national day in this country, Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander people do not feel included. We want to get rid of Australia Day, we want to abolish Australia Day, and I think we leave it until we actually have something we can celebrate, you know, something for everybody, whether that's a treaty process or if that's this country becomes a republic.
Mr. Morrison says the day recognises all of Australia's history.
We are now a nation of more than 25 million stories, all important, all unique, and all to be respected. Whether it is the story of our First Nations people's strong, ancient and proud culture and their survival in the face of dispossession and colonisation, or the forsaken souls who came as convicts, not to start a new world, but because they had been banished from the old one. These stories don't compete with each other. They simply coexist. They weave together to create Australia.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese has called for a 26th of January referendum to soothe debate on Australia Day.
Today is a day when we should, in our words and our actions, unite the country and bring it together rather than seek to have any divisive debate. That's why I put forward that proposition. It seems to me that we do need to have a day in which everyone can celebrate. It's time to have a debate about how we move forward.
COVID-19 restrictions meant that citizenship ceremonies were celebrated slightly different this year. New Australian citizens at ceremonies across the country marked the new beginning without a handshake.
Congratulations, you are now Australian citizens. From this time forward, I pledge my loyalty to Australia and its people.
New citizens Dahita Kadapu and Abjit Gandhi arrived in Australia 15 years ago from Mumbai, India. Mr. Gandhi says he is grateful to be in a country of relative peace and freedom.
I guess being a citizen just kind of makes it official, and it kind of makes us feel that we are part of the country and the country kind of accepts us for what we bring to it. So yeah, I think I'm just looking forward to kind of being the best I can for the country and myself, I guess.
Ms. Kadapu expressed her thanks to locals who had supported her journey in Australia.
I've never met such incredible women in my life. I think the support that we've had all the time that we've lived here was tremendous. Like the way they've actually helped us grow in terms of career, in terms of support. They've actually supported us in every way, in terms of career opportunities, in terms of introducing to the right people for networking things.
Meanwhile, more than 800 Australians have been recognised for their outstanding advocacy, community or volunteer work in the Australia Day Honours List. Walkley Award-winning journalist Kerry O'Brien was to be appointed as an officer in the Order of Australia. It's an honour he refused, saying he doesn't endorse the award, which also recognised controversial tennis star Margaret Court, whose views on same-sex marriage, homosexuality and transgender issues have been divisive. Former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull was appointed a companion, the highest honour for his service to Parliament. Activist for People with Disabilities and model Angel Dixon says she hopes her award inspires a more inclusive Australia.
I saw a world that had no people like me in mainstream places. I was frustrated by it and I needed to do something about it. I try to change the conversation with everyone as I go. So every brand that I work with, I make sure that when I leave that brand, there is room for more models with disability to come.
Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.